but the end benefit that you are actually offering to the customer. There are two types of businesses. One is a vitamin business and second is a painkiller business. What is a vitamin business? I know that vitamin D is important for me for my good bone health. But did I pop in a tablet of vitamin D today before I started my day? Not really, because even without popping in the vitamin D, I am able to actually stand in front of you for 8 hours and deliver the session. But what if I would have fallen in the morning? The first thing that I would require is actually a tablet of painkiller. I would ask someone to get me a painkiller at whatever cost, at whatever price, for consuming it at this point in time. Businesses are also of two types. There is a vitamin business and a painkiller business. A vitamin business is a good-to-have business, whereas a painkiller business is actually solving a very, very severe pain point of the customer. Venture capital investors typically like painkiller type of businesses versus vitamin businesses because the price that you can fetch for a painkiller is higher, the margins are higher, etc. One example of a painkiller business is actually a company called TerraMan. To forecast the revenue, we will have to find answers to a few questions such as how do you acquire customers? What is the average price of the service or the product that you are selling to your customers? And what does the customer conversion funnel look like? We will now think through our revenue calculation. Let us consider that your market of business is actually online. Your target audience sees your business or ads on Google, Facebook, and are diverted to your website. From there, a certain percentage of visitors get converted into buyers.